stats after we'd beaten Liverpool 3-0. What did you think of that?
It was great. I really did. I was happy with the way that after we went 1-0 up, we tried composing ourselves, passing the ball around well. I know it slowed the play down a bit, but I'm starting to enjoy it a bit more because I've got a bit more confidence in the system. A few cracks, a few people making mistakes and giving the ball away a bit sloppy, but I can see the potential in it though, so it's filling me with a bit of confidence.
As a team, I'm not moaning at all. I'm delighted with the changing faces. A year ago, Moyes, everyone deflated. We're leaving the ground bouncing a bit. But I'd still give it 6 out of 10, even though there were individual performances which are outstanding. De Gea again, Carrick was brilliant, my man of the match. Rooney, brilliant. But there's something still a little bit missing. Not that I'm complaining, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, there was something missing. I think today, we weren't great in wide areas. Tony had a great game, don't get me wrong, but we're not great out wide, are we? We can't really rely on Jan.
But he doesn't want to play out wide, clearly. He wants more the odd attacks, but the team to do their job. What do you think, Nathan? These are the sellers, by the way. Sorry for the introduction, you know.
I think it was brilliant. When we were 2-0 up, it got a bit shaky just before the third goal. Obviously, De Gea just being massive in net again. When Sterling was through one-on-one and I thought he was going to score.
We've got to get that contract signed up.
That is the most important thing everyone's saying about money's no object with buying new players. But we need to tie him down because he's one of the best goalers in the world. And if we let him go, then how much more money are we going to have to spend to get someone who's near the same quality?
What do you think, Mark?
I thought he played superbly well. Didn't even get out of second gear. I was getting a bit greedy towards the end. I wanted another couple of goals, but 3-0 against the Scouse bastards will do for me.
Do we care at all that the goal was offside? Not at all.
Don't give a shit.
Stood out well today. Valencia had a good
Valencia was excellent today. De Gea excellent. Wayne was excellent in midfield as well. Matter had flashes.
Van Persie again.
Van Persie looking like a different player.
Wilson
Wilson.
He was struggling a little bit to get into the game.
He worked hard though. I'll give him that. He wanted to be there, didn't he, at least today?
He just wanted to get a goal
Clearly, Falco, we've heard it, the training might be a thing that he's not showing enough there that Van Gaal wants more from him. So, suddenly becomes time. I think you're in January soon. They've got to make a decision soon. It's bizarre, isn't it? You think everyone was singing the Falco songs, and then they sort of, that's not what's happening anymore.
Yeah. I don't think we'll go out and buy another striker in January.
I don't think we'll buy another player unless Strootman. I think they'll make their moves. They're not stupid. We're doing all right. We need more, but do you rush into something short term, or do you say they're doing enough?
No, why would you? Yeah. 60 matches in a row,
unbelievable.
We've got Villa next week, all right.
You think
that's a reasonable. They're a terrible side. Newcastle, all right.
We're not in an era yet where we can take any for granted. But you would have never. I would never have thought that we're third, comfortably third now. I mean, Liverpool were atrocious when Toure come on. I thought that's brilliant. I mean, he's their right back. We may moan about our players, but that player is their right back.
That sums him up. He was terrible today. I mean, I thought it was strange, really, because he took Moreno off. He was the only outlet of pace they had, and it just gave Tony that extra room to go forward. And I wonder what he was doing, really.
Yeah.
I think Rodgers has got a clue anyway.
But Valencia, he's starting to take players on it. He's still got a long way to go, but we're seeing he's got confidence in his game. And Young,
keep him at right back.
And Young's doing.
We just see what happens when Raphael is fit again.
I don't think he's a Van Gaal player either, though. And I love him. I love his. But there's so many injuries now. It's just, and he's 24. He's not developing,
Yeah. I can see him going very much the way of Fabio. Maybe ended up at Sunderland or something, though, something stupid.
It's a better, but you can't keep being injured. I mean, the mad thing is, we have that many shaky moments, where we've given the ball away and you thought, Jesus. But thankfully, Liverpool are that shit.
If they had Suarez up front today, they could have beaten us. That's how many chances they had.
But they don't, so that's great.
I know it is, but
they blew their chance.
Balotelli is such a wanker, isn't it?
Speak to Mark.
He is useless, Balotelli, though, isn't he?
He's a good player, but as soon as he drops him early on, his head just thought, well, I'm not bothered, the manager doesn't like me. If he's fully focused, he's still obviously, he can explode, but as soon as he pissed him off, and Rodgers knows, I mean, Rodgers...
I think it was just the arrogance of Rodgers thinking that all the other managers couldn't calm him down. I think it was just his arrogance thinking he could do it.
Great to see that. Great to see it unravelling. Yeah. And it's always raining, if you notice, Bale, when it's going tits up, Liverpool, Rodgers is always soaked. So come on, let's have a wet winter. So what have we got to keep doing, United?
Keep winning. That's simple,
obviously,
isn't it,
but where can we improve?
I still think we need to. I know we scored 3 goals today, but we need to score more goals. That's what we need to do.
Di
Maria is going to come back. All right, he's a bit of a shitbag at the moment, but I don't know.
Nick's so fussy.
I can't be dealing with Di Maria.
Brilliant.
I don't need him back. We don't need him back at the moment.
Yes, we do. Yes,
he wouldn't have made any difference today.
Yes, he would have.
I don't think he would.
Well, imagine Di Maria against
the difference.
Yeah,
exactly. The difference. Settle this off. That game.
Yeah, he was good away at Arsenal. One game. It's like Matt had flashes today as well.
That's what set the whole thing off. Yeah. That's what set this run off.
That moment.
Sound effects there. Right, so I'm just going to ask some of the Red News Forumites what they thought of that. So, Nick and Zach, what did you think of that? It's for the Red News podcast.
It's a wrong talk.
The difference between a year ago.
Yeah, this time when we lost to them last year 2-1, that was really demoralising. Even though the crowd got up for the last 15 minutes, today it was just.
I know I keep saying it, but did Moyes really happen? Did Moyes really happen?
I don't know, it's a bit of a twilight thing that we went through. It was, were we all taking mushrooms or something last year?
If it weren't for Moyes, we wouldn't have Van Hall, Di Maria, Falcao, all them.
This is Zach and me. Who's impressing you at the moment?
Played well today. The way he filled in at the back there, just so calm and cool.
And what more do we have to do, though? What are we looking for?
Dominate. We need more solid at the back. The Carrick there, but we need someone else. We need a leader at the back.
We've got a buy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
In January, we've got a buy.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Come on. Right, Shane, what did you think of that?
I thought we were pretty poor, in fairness, but it doesn't matter. We beat Liverpool. I thought Carrick was outstanding. De Gea outstanding. And the difference for last year is there's a bit of belief in the manager, I think, now. They're fighting. And I think before we would
like
have come...
Team.
Exactly, yeah. There's spirit there. And I think it will come good. I'm confident now. Yeah.
Confident of what, though?
I think we're going to get third this year.
Right. Yeah. And an FA Cup.
And an FA Cup, yeah. I know that's what you want, Barney.
We're going to win the league.
You
we're
really
going to win, yeah. Why not?
Jesus, why not?
Was a good performance. Probably a little bit lucky that we didn't, concede on a couple of occasions. Spanish Dave saves us yet again. You know, we've won again 6 in a row, and really confident we can do top 4 at least this season.
Who's been your player of the last 6 games? The runs that are doing well.
Oh, De Gea.
Yeah,
without a doubt. But you know what? Michael Carrick coming back into the team as well has made such a difference.
Yeah,
it's been unbelievable.
What did you think of the atmosphere today?
Top class. Actually, I thought their support was really disappointing as well. I mean, I didn't hear them at all. But our support was top class.
Well, Mick and Zach are in the singing zone. They're Falco's missus, best friends. What do you? I think it had a slow start, but it's improved. Do you agree? A slow start to the season.
Yeah, we're getting a lot more.
What do you think about it, though?
You need more, like, as the songs. You need more like Lou Van Hall's Red or Arm. You need more songs that the whole ground get in. So
the atmosphere is better, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
has been
really
the last 2 seasons.
It
can be much better, but
could be a lot better.
Yeah.
If people, it's like we're not there to entertain people. We're there. The singing section's about getting people involved.
Yeah.
It's not all about if you keep people comparing it to the Stretford End versus the singing section, it's not about that. The whole team. That's all you need.
Right, and we're going to win the league, so I like
that. Yeah, we are.
I'll go back to the Red News Cellars. So come on, right. Final thoughts. Christmas rum. And we're going to keep this going. We've got Villa. We've got Newcastle. We've got Spurs. We've got Stoke. FA Cup. Can we win them all?
I reckon so. Don't see why not. Why not?
Who are we going to lose? I don't think we'll beat Spurs. I mean, White Hart Lane. All right.
That's another big tip.
Yeah.
If you start winning games like that, then you've got to say United. If we're winning dirty, you know, we're gritting in. These are games we wouldn't. Look, just last season, right,
Liverpool
here was
today were like us last year.
Yeah.
We just said that, haven't we? We've literally just said that now. Like, you know, obviously, when the Liverpool fans came here in March, they were loud, they were confident, they knew we were going to win.
Us today, the Scousers turn up with fuck all to say.
Yeah.
You've seen coming,
they were quiet as anything.
Just with nothing to say. Usually they're banging on the fucking windows, giving you loads of shit. They was all depressed when it turned up.
Knew they were going to get beat.
What does winning, I mean, as an 80s child, this as I put in the Red News editorial, this is the game that means everything. You know, this is it still for you in
your
20s?
Yeah, it's not changed. I mean, all right, you know, City and, I mean, Arsenal as well. Obviously, we grew up in the 90s, so, I mean, Arsenal was a big one for us, but you can't, nothing comes away from Liverpool at all.
Yeah, exactly. Liverpool, that's the most important one, even above City, I'd say.
So do you all go on the shag, having a wank, getting very pissed tonight then?
Not with each other, I hope. This morning, though, so.
Right, on that note, I'm going to leave you with cheers, lads. We're going to Rooney's goal against Arsenal. I taped it as it happened. It's brilliant. Cheers. Have a good Christmas, everyone. Ho, ho, ho.